PM moves federal agency to combat terrorism and white-collar crime. Expressing concern over the May 13th Jaipur serial blast, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh on Saturday, May 17th, mooted a federal agency to combat terrorism and white-collar crimes. More than 70 people were killed and 200 injured in the serial blast in Jaipur on May 13th. National Security Advisor voiced concern over the intelligence agencies getting caught unawares. Security analysts advocated greater coordination between the plethora of federal and provincial crime investigation and intelligence agencies. Singh, however, said that the provincial governments were reluctant to the idea of a federal anti-terror agency.
There has been the reluctance of the states to cooperate in surrendering their powers. But I do agree, I think keep an open mind, and we should, I think, explore the possibilities of recognizing that there is such a thing as federal crime, and that the investigation of federal crime should be entrusted to an agency which will be fully equipped to discharge this onerous function.
The federal government on Saturday also announced a ₹3 lakh compensation for the victims of the Jaipur blast.
State government has helped the members of the families who have lost their near and dear ones. Government of India would also like to help these families. For every soul lost, we would like to make 3 lakhs of rupees available to the family which has lost the near and dear ones.
9 bombs, all strapped to bicycles, ripped through a crowded shopping area in the historical city of Jaipur late on Tuesday. An email to local media from a group calling itself the Indian Mujahideen claimed responsibility for the attack. Investigations are on to crack the case, but the police still seems to be groping in the dark. Kunjana Thane with Ritika for ANI.